Harvey's Party Rental. We have everything you need for birthdays,
monkeys,
wedding,
llamas,
funeral,
maracas,
bris,
bounce house,
graduation,
pinatas,
bar mitzvah,
chainsaws,
quinceanera,
pony rides,
anniversary,
monster trucks,
proposal,
mud pits,
retirement,
clowns,
promotion,
puppet shows,
bat mitzvah,
jugglers,
baby shower,
juggalos,
prom,
lions,
Christmas parties,
balloons,
Harvey's. We've got it all.
More monkeys.
And then I ask him his opinion of the world situation, and I wait for Mr. Frump's reply. And Mr. Frump would say,
welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo! Woo! Yeah. This time,
love it.
Mr. Frump in the Iron Lung.
Oh, man, this is a classic.
Well, it's off the first album,
it is.
1983. It's also,
it is a classic.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And it's also one of the songs that he actually sang at Cal Poly when he was just doing random
bathroom recordings.
Not the shows, like the coffee shops and stuff that he would do.
Oh, okay.
He would do a little bit of like originals and just play some weird stuff. You know, like you do with like guitars when you're in college, but he had an accordion. Yeah. Totally. That's how you get the ladies, you know?
Oh yeah.
So this is one of his old songs, you know what I mean? Like super old songs, but it's on the first album. It's a lot of fun. It was also released as a B-side with Happy Birthday and Got a Boogie to Another One Rides the Bus singles.
Yep.
So it's out there.
It is.
It's out there, yeah. Yeah, what do you think?
I loved this song when I was a kid. It is one of the first originals of his, and when I listened to the original album, that just, I don't know what it was. I think it was just, I liked imitating the sound of the Iron Lung. I mean, I really had a vaguest, you know, idea of what an Iron Lung was when I was a kid, but just like, I love that sound. It's like, I love doing that.
Do you know how he made the sound?
I do. He like popped one of the vents off his accordion.
Yeah.
Right? And he just like kind of pulled it.
Yep.
The sound.
Yep, exactly. It's the air release valve.
Yep. I do know that.
Yeah, that's cool. To me, that's almost more interesting than the entire song.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like the fact that he was like, I can make this do this weird noise. I'm going to make an entire song based
on this.
That's
exactly why he made the song, because he's like, I can make the sound. It sounds like an Iron Lung. Aha! I just love this song. And I think one moment I'm gonna share with you. Years later, I was listening to Dr. Demento.
Okay.
And they went and put on the song, I don't think his entire song, because it was very, very long, a clip from the song, Alice's Restaurant.
Okay.
And I was listening, like, oh, it's Mr. Frump! This is him! And I freaked out, like, it's Mr. Frump! It's the same! That's what he did the song from! I had no idea, obviously, it was a style parody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, most people don't. It's a style parody of Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very interesting.
Not a direct parody.
No.
Make that completely
clear.
It is
not a direct parody because, you know, Alice's Restaurant is, you know, it's a lot of talking and
Al's
rambling.
Restaurant?
Alice's Restaurant. Al's Restaurant would be great. No, it's a lot of talking.
I am
rambles
at Al's Diner.
No, that's completely different. Come on. But no, it's a very rambling song. 20-something minutes long, I believe. 21,
yeah,
23.
Yeah, something crazy like
very
that.
Long. So he couldn't make an actual direct parody of it. It's just the beat, the rhythm.
Yeah, Weird Al wouldn't do a song that's longer than 10 minutes.
No, that's ridiculous, but no, not back then he wouldn't, but no, it was that just kind of like, wow, that's pretty cool. I never knew there was a style parody. I just thought it was some silly, you know, riff he made up.
Yeah, not back then. His first album, this is off the first album, and most of the songs from the first album, they were just like, one take, good, go, let's go.
Right.
Because he was paying for studio time and stuff. He was just like, let's just do it.
Yeah,
let's just
exactly.
Go. And I've been listening to a lot of interviews, and I think that's one of the biggest regrets he has. Is like, if they're like, well, if you could do anything different, and one of the things he's almost always says is, I'd go back and I would have taken a couple more seconds with that first recording and made him a little bit more professional, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
That's part of the charm, though. I think he would not have made it as big if it hadn't been for the amateurish, silly guy in the bathroom recording his own songs.
Yeah. And that's what Dr. Demento said several times, and so I agree at the time because it's weird because. I think Weird Al definitely started as a novelty act, and when he loses the accordion, I don't think he isn't a novelty act anymore. But luckily, he had the novelty act long enough that then he could lose the accordion, and he already had a fan base that would then be like, "Oh, this is really cool." Still,
exactly. He had the chops, but he still gets it for a fan. Like, hey, we need more accordion.
Yeah,
it's your thing.
I'm okay with that though. I'm okay with not more accordion.
I like the accordion. I could use a little more. I want more than just the polkas. I love how he uses them now. He throws them in a song or two now.
But that's exactly one or two songs. But like listening the entirety, to the whole album, yeah, you're like,
I agree.
This but is an interesting.
A little more, but not entirely.
Yeah, exactly. Did you know that Weird Al used this song to unsuccessfully audition for the Gong Show?
No.
Yeah.
I did not get that little bit. Yeah. Wow. They didn't take him?
Nope.
What's wrong with the Gong Show?
I know. Ugh. I was just like, well, which brings up the idea. What really? Do you have to do to get onto the Gong Show?
For like, you kids who don't know what the Gong Show is.
Yeah. Old timer. The walls are still asleep, I think. But
it's kind of like the first two episodes of American Idol or American Got Talent.
Okay. I like it.
Like where like the really awful ones are on and they make fun of you. The whole show of the Gong Show was like that. Anyone could get on there. There are people like who could blow bubbles and they would get on the Gong Show and they get gonged.
And that brings up the question. When you're auditioning for the Gong Show, do you want to be good or do you want to be bad? Like,
right?
Like what? And if they're looking, what are you looking for? Are you looking like, do they look for anybody that's good at some point? And was this song too good? Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, right? They're like, it's not good enough to be like awesome, but it's not
terrible
bad enough.
Terrible. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It was weird and good, but I don't know. Maybe they thought he would win the whole thing, and who knows what they were thinking. But that song should have been on the darn Gong Show.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Gosh.
So, other famous Iron Lungs in pop culture.
Yes,
this didn't have a lot of stuff to talk about, so I did some more research.
There's more famous Iron Lungs. Okay.
Yeah, well, there's three types of Iron Lung. There's the, I think it's the Drinker, the Emerson, and it's spelled both, but it's probably like both or something like that. The respirators. Those are the three types of iron lung.
Interesting.
And here are some movies and some pop culture things that have iron lungs mentioned in them. Big Lebowski has an iron lung.
Really?
Yep.
I don't recall that.
Crybaby, there's an iron lung in Crybaby.
Wow.
I'm just taking this from information I found on the internet. I have not verified them myself, but Bubba Hotep has an iron lung in it.
Oh.
And the movie The Sessions.
The Sessions?
The Sessions.
Well, I don't has think an iron lung.
But I think that's like a major part of the movie is like the sessions are with the guy in the iron lung or
gotcha.
Something like that.
I don't think I've seen most of those movies.
Yeah. There's also a weird Hitchcock Presents mystery, like Twilight Zone-y type thing about a guy who is rich, makes it, and then ends up in an iron lung. And so there's like this whole like, oh, he thinks his wife is trying to kill him or something like that.
Do they even have iron lungs anymore? Is that another thing of the past?
I don't know. Well, because a lot of it's from like polio is the big thing that put you in an iron lung. And since polio isn't really a disease anymore, I don't know.
Right.
I'm sure you could probably... I'm sure there are something similar with people who get...
I think it's just a respirator now. They put you on a respirator.
Well, respirator, but I also think... I feel like It also feels a lot like those things that like scuba divers.
I was just thinking of that for the bends. Yeah,
it's a similar look, I think. But I think it's a completely different.
Yeah, this decompression. Reason. That's a decompression.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas the iron lung is purposely trying to pump your body, heart, or whatever. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Also, the 1994 Radiohead album, My Iron Lung.
Oh.
And I believe there's an acoustical version of Loser on that album.
Really?
There's also a song called My Iron Lung. Yep.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Ah, speaking of songs, lyrics time.
You mean Creep?
Creep.
Okay, I was like, Loser by Beck?
Yeah,
Why would they cover Beck?
Really weird.
I took a break there, like, wait a minute.
No, you're right. Creep.
That's okay, I just want to be
Creep,
accurate.
Creep, Loser, I really get those confused.
Things that have been called often.
I can't believe you got to it before I did. Okay, so since we're on songs.
Ratings? Oh, lyrics. Yeah, we're going to lyrics. For some reason, I thought we had already done that. No, my favorite lyric on this, it's just, I just love the way it just sets up his conversation is like the end of it. So I asked him his opinion on the world situation and I wait for Mr. Vroom's reply. And Mr. Vroom would say, I just love that.
Well, and that's almost the whole song.
Pretty much, but that was the part of it.
Because mine's the same one, but the last one where he's like, and now I bring you the very last thing that Mr. Frump had to say. And, you know, yeah. And then it gurgles a little bit, which is fun. You know what I mean? Like,
it's fun. Like, he's dying.
Like, it almost a part of me somewhere wants it to be like, help me. And then it like, so it's a little bit more evil. Like, it's a little bit more like Al has killed him. Like, there's a little.
I wonder
bit.
If there's a version like that. Al, oh, that'd be so Al awesome. If you're, there's a version of that, please send it in to us.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that would be so awesome. But I like, and that the whole song is set up on that one joke premise. But it's awesome. Yeah. Like, it's so while you were sleeping, kind of like this whole relationship with this thing, like
lonely
like,
guy talking yeah. to him.
And it's awesome yeah. because it also like a lot of. Not unreliable narrators, but he does do a lot of unreliable. But like clearly, the person singing the song is also a little bit
yeah,
off too.
A little bit,
like, and so
he's not all there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really cool. I like it. It's very. It's a nice like, but it's a pleasant stalkerness. Like without
is it a stalker,
that,
yeah, I guess it's kind well, of a stalker.
But like you know, without that ending that we want to put on it, he's just being a really nice dude.
Yeah,
and the guy can't go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Does Mr. Frumpy even know the guy's there? Who knows.
Exactly. But he's bringing flowers and candy.
Yeah.
I mean.
Who's eating the candy? I always wondered
probably,
that.
Probably Weird Al.
Weird Al's eating the candy?
Or well, the character.
The nurse.
The nurse.
I was thinking the nurses that come and eat the candy every night.
Yeah. Maybe he picks up the nurse. You know what I mean? Maybe at the end of this, they're at the funeral together.
You don't have anything to do like, anymore. Yeah. You don't have any guy in Iron Lung to take care of.
Yeah, because she doesn't have other patients.
Take all care
she
of me?
Was a one-person patient.
Yeah, maybe he's like his neighbor and he just goes over next door. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a lovely story.
Exactly.
That's a perfectly
breaks
lovely story.
Breaks in the back door and brings candy up to this guy in Iron Lung.
Yeah, and then the one time he trips over the power cord. And
there's his last
see,
words.
See, there's the end of it. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, we really expanded this song.
Yeah, I had to say,
I am your father. What? You turned him into a little bit Darth Vader.
Oh, no, that was the power going out in the house. See, yeah.
So was Darth Vader in an Iron Lung?
Ooh.
Ooh. Send in your thoughts. Where can they send their thoughts, Charles?
Oh, well, they can send their thoughts to weareallyankovics@gmail.com. They can call us at 702- Nope, that's not right at all.
Oh, retake.
They can call us at 302-72-WEIRD.
Weird.
That's 302-72-93473.
That's a lot of numbers.
Yeah, lots of numbers. That's why we made it weird.
Weird.
Yeah. And you can also get a hold of us on Twitter.
Do you have the correct Twitter handle?
Yes. They won't know that we've said the wrong Twitter handle because I'm going to
edit that out.
Edit that out.
Oh, the wonders of editing. Good.
It's at Wendell Yankovic.
Where now, did you get that from?
Well, that's one of the way one of the radio announcers said his name when he had the first album, and it's in the not the complete Al the movie, but the book, the Weird Al book,
uh-huh.
And he specifically mentions it. So I'm like,
nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, there you go.
Now Wendo is actually spelled with two L's, but the way we spell it with one because it was too long. So W E N D E L Yankovich.
There you go.
I know. It's kind of weird. We might have to change it.
Yeah, we might.
I just was trying to be extra, like, super nerdy. But yeah, call us. Leave us a message. Tell us what you think about Darth Vader, I guess.
Yeah, why not? Is he in Iron Lung? I think technically he is. He's in a mobile Iron Lung.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's a lot more than an Iron Lung because it's also, like, an Iron Lung that also happens to have, like, robotic arms and stuff like that.
It's plastic, too, I think. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think probably. It's iron. But technically, it's like an iron lung.
Oh, it's probably some kind of weird made-up metal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That they mine on Mustafar, I'm sure.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mustafar.
Mustafar, yeah. The lion, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
The one that's
I'm
like,
mixing up my Disney movies.
The one that's like, this is CNN.
Exactly.
Yeah, that lion. Okay. He's at the beginning of Wizard of Oz, you know? He comes on the screen and he's like, okay, now.
Exactly.
Okay, we're tired.
We've gone off the deep end.
Off the deep end.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think we've done one of those songs yet.
We will.
Yes. All right.
Bye-bye.